This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The final electoral roll for the Bihar Assembly elections will be published today. The Assembly elections in the state will be conducted on the basis of this roll. The Election Commission will release it online and it will be available on its official website this afternoon. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers cum district magistrates. The final roll will also be provided to all recognized national and state-level political parties. Following the special intensive revision campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on 1st of August this year. It included the names of more than 7.24 crore voters who had submitted their enumeration forms. India welcomed the United States President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people as well as for the larger West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders will come together behind President Trump's initiative and support this effort to end conflict and secure peace. The White House has released a peace plan to end the two-year-old Gaza conflict following a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The peace plan included that Gaza will be a de-radicalized terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors and will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza, who have suffered more than enough. The eighth day of Navratri, the Mahagauri form of Goddess Durga, is being celebrated today. On this occasion, President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the citizens living in India and abroad. In her message, the president said, "This festival symbolizes the country's culture, faith and spiritual heritage." She noted that worshipping Ma Durga in her nine forms is not only a path to spiritual purification, but also inspires everyone to move forward with truth, justice and compassion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar extended his greetings to the government and the people of Botswana on their Independence Day. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is committed to further strengthening bilateral cooperation between both the nations. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. According to the weather agency, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rajasthan are expected to witness light to moderate rainfall conditions over the next 2 to 3 days. Senior BJP leader Vijay Kumar Malhotra passed away this morning at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi. 93-year-old BJP leader was the first president of Delhi BJP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta expressed grief over the demise of the senior BJP leader. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. We have a report.
The women in blue, led by Harmanpreet Kaur, will look to end a 47-year wait of Indian women's cricket team for their maiden ICC title.
I think the Indian culture, they're very welcoming. Special for me is that it's my first World Cup. And to be able to play in my home country in front of my home crowd, that makes it a cherry on top.
1, 2, 3, India!
The 2025 Women's World Cup is the 13th edition of the 50-over cricket tournament featuring 8 teams. Hosts India, Sri Lanka, Australia, England, New Zealand, South Africa, Bangladesh and Pakistan. The much-anticipated match between arch-rivals India and Pakistan will take place on 5th of October in Colombo. Reigning champions Australia is the most successful team in the history of the Women's World Cup with 7 titles. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And that is the end of this news bulletin. We'll be right back.